LifeNet Radio number 539 now begins.
Today is February 4th, 2010. A few days ago, I got notice about a protest happening at the Thomas H. Dudley Elementary School at Marlton Pike and Federal Street. I don't know what's going on. Apparently, some parents are dissatisfied with what's going on in the school. Let's find out. State law, kids have right to learn. Necesitamos comunicación para la discriminación. I'm reading signs. Well, can't read that one. Los padres is something. Parents need communication. Wish they'd hold them so I could read them. Governor, our children need help. Stand together for change. State law, kids have right to learn. Now, I can hardly find out why these people are complaining so much. I mean, I come here to this school and it's a brand new building. Probably has a bunch of technological amenities, all the computers and internet and everything you want. And it's surrounded by lovely new row houses that they built. It used to be a really spooky development, but now it's quite lovely. All these little houses I wouldn't mind living in. What's the problem? Mr. Cordero, can I get a word? What's going on here, man? I mean, you got a great new building here, got all these nice little row houses all around. Looks like a nice neighborhood, and you're complaining. What's the matter?
This is a 90% Hispanic area. 90% of students come here are Hispanic. The principal does not get along with the Hispanic parents. We have 30 kids in one classroom with one teacher and special ed kids in the same classroom. How can you educate 30 kids? Some of them with special education, with one teacher, and all of them are all Hispanic. The principal does not listen to the complaints of the parents. The school district, it's not just the school, but the whole school district of Camden is not catering to the Hispanic need here. They're expelling kids. Principals are expelling kids. Now, there's such a thing as due process, and it goes in front of the board before a child gets expelled, but that's all done. They're doing their own law. They do what they want. And they are creating chaos for our children. Our children are not receiving a quality education.
So one of the problems is class size and mixing in special ed kids.
Yeah, that's a big problem. The other problem is in a school where 90% of the population is Hispanic, and she does not cater to our community at all. She doesn't even care. The district needs to put a principal here that is friendly to the Hispanic community. We don't care if you don't speak English.
You mean you don't care if they speak Spanish?
We don't care if they don't speak Spanish. But at least be courteous. Listen to their problems. At least try to fix the problem. This lady doesn't even want to know about any other parents here.
Our children need education.
Do you have a kid in this school?
I have granddaughter. I have three granddaughters.
Give us your angle on what's going on. What's the problem? Why are you speaking out?
Children don't get education. This school should be reasonable with all types of children, all races. They're not doing that. Our children are not getting the education they deserve.
They have teachers in classrooms and
they
all that. So why aren't they getting an education?
Because teachers are not taking the time to sit those kids that do need the trouble. They should have them aside. They should have a classroom for kids that are much slower than the others. They put them all in the same class. It's not going to work.
Have you tried to address it directly with
yes.
personnel here?
Yes, we have, and nothing has been done yet.
What happens?
We get that runaround. We'll be like, yes, well, I'll have to speak to somebody else, and they keep you sending to different people, but nobody helps. Nobody helps.
I think anybody can understand that one.
Yeah, I guess even the Board of Education. We've gone to the Board of Education. Nothing works either, so this is what we're trying next.
Is there also a problem with the class sizes being really huge?
Yes, there are too many kids in one class. This is what I'm saying. You can't really individualize children who can work better than others. There's children who are smarter than others. So they need a smaller class so they can really be able to contain these kids and show them the education that they need.
LifeNet Radio.
You are listening to a protest that happened in front of Thomas H. Dudley Elementary School in Camden, New Jersey on February 4th, 2010. More after this.
Hi, I'm Scarlett Johansson. You can help save lives in Haiti by donating to Oxfam. They're on the ground in Haiti providing life-saving assistance like clean water. Please donate to OxfamAmerica.org or text Oxfam to 25383 to make a one-time $10 donation to Oxfam's Haiti Earthquake Response Fund.
Messaging and data rates may apply.
You just came from the bar side, you walked up to your aunt's house, and a couple of cops walked up to you.
Hey, what you doing out here?
What does it look like I'm doing? I'm knocking on my aunt's door. What did I do?
You know what you did, son. Where's the drugs, son?
It happens all the time. They grab you when you're not doing anything. And when you do wrongs, the cops are nowhere to be found. It's time for all citizens to stand up and get bad cops fired.
A public service of LifeNet Radio and the CERN Broadcast Group.
LifeNet Radio.
Now let's get back to those protesting parents at Dudley Elementary.
What's going on as you see it?
Well, as far as I see, it's messed up. Everything is wrong, you know? What they're doing is wrong. It's bad. Los hispanos lo están tratando mal aquí a los hispanos. Y eso tiene que parar. Eso no es bueno porque para los nenes, you know, en el colegio. Eso está malo. Tienen que poner atención a los nenes. Tienen que darle para los nenes para ellos que están en el colegio y no lo están haciendo.
Like my estimate of how many people have been here, it's in the neighborhood of 40, a few dozen.
The resources are there, but when you don't care to talk to a parent, when a parent comes to you and you don't want to listen to what they want, have to say, their concerns, that's a problem. We have big time problems in this school. There's kids fighting. The cafeteria is overcrowded. You have little siblings running around with big kids knocked down. It's just a chaos in this school. Mm-hmm. And the principal is just making it worse by not listening to the parents.
I'm listening to this, and this is sounding like the same old stuff in a new package. It's like, you know, a nice new building, but everything else is the same.
Well, actually, if you look at this building, it looks like a nice little prison. If you look at the prison, it looks like a prison.
Yeah, with the little windows, yeah, like it's a fortress
like a
or something.
This doesn't look like a school. This looks like a nice little prison. And the reason they do this is so when our kids fall in jail, they won't be homesick. Mm-hmm. They've been there. this building, brand new building. Why don't you do the right thing for these kids? Educate these children. All we want is the education that our children are entitled for under the law. You get paid $380 million to educate our children. That's $18,000 per child. And our children are leaving the school at first grade. They're expelling children at first grade. I have a kid at home. I have one of my kids. Real quick story. Kid is 9 years old, in the first grade, got kicked out of the school. Got kicked out of the school. How can you kick a 9 year old out of the school, a public school? Nobody follows the law, that's why.
What happens when a parent tries to speak up? They leave phone messages and never get a call back? Or
they are completely ignored. They get completely ignored. That's why we're here. We're tired of being ignored. What these parents are saying, if you're doing your job, these parents will be out here in the cold screaming.
Thank you, Angel Cordero.
Thank you.
Mr. Cordero, in addition to leading this protest, was also the leading independent candidate for mayor, came in second behind Dana Redd, the Democrat. He's also the director of the Community Education Resource Network. It's a homeschooling center.
Since we have a few minutes of time left over, I'd like to make a note that this demonstration did get news coverage. From what I saw, Univision was there, and so was the Courier Post. Here's what the Courier Post in the next day's edition had to say about the demonstration. About 30 parents protested outside the new Dudley Elementary School on Thursday, saying the $42 million facility falls short of providing a good educational environment for some students. Quote, "People are complaining that the principal does not get along with parents and does not want to listen to them," said Angel Cordero, a school choice activist who organized the protest. He also asserted some classes are overcrowded in the almost 92,000 square foot building. A district spokesman could not be reached for comment on the protesters' charges. The Dudley School opened in September, replacing a facility built more than a century ago in East Camden. The current school in the 2200 block of Berwick Street has more than 500 students in pre-kindergarten through sixth grade. Cordero said the Camden District's critics are hoping for big changes from Governor Chris Christie, who has promoted school choice for low-income families. Among other measures, Christie's transition team on education has urged expansion of charter schools. It also supported a program that would provide tax credits to companies that contribute to scholarship funds for students in poor urban districts, allowing them to attend public and private schools of their choice. Quote, "I hope Christie is going to use some of his executive power here in Camden," said Cordero. "He needs to come here, put his foot down, and do some radical, radical changes." That's the end of the Courier Post report. In conclusion, I'd like to suggest that you think about this, what you've heard, a while longer, and then think further about what you can do to help fix a public school problem near you. Perhaps the school of concern in this program, Thomas H. Dudley Elementary School in Camden, New Jersey, is near enough for you to lend a hand. Certainly, you're going to want to watch the news, because Dudley Elementary is now more likely to show up in a future story somewhere. I'm Retza Grasso, and this has been LifeNet Radio number 539. To hear previous episodes of LifeNet Radio or to find out what's ahead, please visit www.lifenetradio.org. That's lifenetradio.org.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Those words are just as true as they were back in 1961.
Carter Fleming, Community Center volunteer.
I am still trying to live up to that challenge, and with great privilege comes great responsibility.
Growing up in poverty taught me how to be determined, how to be goal-oriented.
Ray Wright, youth mentor.
I work with young people every day, and young people who have almost lost faith in the world surrounding them. I'm that ray of sunshine telling them we haven't been forsaken.
The giving spirit is as passionate in the boomers today as it was in our 20s, and we as a generation can still impact our country.
Lead, inspire, change the world again. Join thousands and find which volunteer opportunity is best for you. Call 1-800-424-8867 today or visit www.getinvolved.gov. This message is brought to you by the Corporation for National and Community Service in this station.